Sukkah Daf Tes, as we are on up to the second Mishnah here in our Masechta, and this Amud Aleph is one of the more full Amudim in the Masechta. We'll see what we could cover. So yesterday we discussed various issues, different types of sukkahs, and we clearly stated that the minimum requirement for sukkah is that it has to be made l'shem tzel. It has to be made in order to create protection, to create shade. That's what the roof needs. It does not need l'shma. Right, we have the sukkahs of Rakbach, Ganbach, and Rakbach, and many of those were either made for non-bar chiyuvis, or it was made by people, or for people that were not bar chiyuvis. And we alluded to the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in Tosfos and Maseches Gittin, who holds that maybe women aren't allowed to create other items, a lulav and tzitzis, the chulu, and how does that relate to yesterday's Gemara, which is beforeish, that women can build the sukkah, as are there a chiluk between sukkah and the others, the chulu. But today we get to that issue really being a machlokas tanoim, that you do not need lishma by sukkah. That is really what we hold, Beis Hillel, but really it's a machlokas about it. Says the Mishnah, sukkah yeshana, in old sukkah. What does an old sukkah mean? It was built before 30 days before Pesach, before sukkahs. Sukkah yeshana, Beis Shammai postlun, Beis Hillel machshirin. An old sukkah, Beis Shammai says is no good, is pasul, and Beis Hillel says is okay. Ezahi sukkah yeshana, what is an old sukkah? Kol sha'asa'a kodem lachag shloshim yom. Any sukkah that is made before 30 days before Sukkot, and I didn't have in mind Sukkot. I just built a hut 2 months before Sukkot. That is a sukkah yeshana, and Beis Hillel says that's fine, because Beis Hillel holds that you do not need lishma when it comes to sukkah. You need lishma when it comes to tzitzis. You might need lishma when it comes to matzah. But you need lishma when it's by sukkah? No. You don't need lishma. All you need is l'shem tzel. That's the minimum you need. But you don't need l'shem sukkah. And Beis Shammai says, no, of course you need l'shem sukkah. As we'll see the sources in the Gemara, that the Gemara will bring for Beis Shammai. Aval im asa l'shem chag, if you built it for sukkahs, afilu mitchilat sashana k'shera, that even if you built it the day after Sukkot for the following year, it's still going to be kasher because you built it l'shem sukkah. The machlokas is only if I built it stam, if I built it not for Sukkot before 30 days. So a lot to talk about. What is the issue? What's 30 days? What's the cutoff of 30 days? Before 30 days, then it doesn't count, according to Beis Shammai. So explains Rashi, Beis Shammai poslin, to bo sukkah l'shma. Vizu stam nasis, and this was made stam. The ilu tok shloshim lachag have, if it was within 30 days of Sukkot, kivan to sho'alin behilchis achag hodim lachag shloshim yom, since we know there's a halacha elsewhere of sho'alin v'darshin, the hilchis chag before shloshim yom, before we do it for 30 days beforehand, stam ha'osa l'shem chagu osa. So within 30 days, stam, a person who builds a sukkah, even if he doesn't have Sukkot in mind, no, deep down he does have Sukkot in mind. Because this is the 30-day pre-Sukkot time period. Aval kodem shloshim, but before 30 days, then we say that is not true. Achronim use this Rashi and use this Gemara. It's really the Gemara and Rashi explaining it as a argument and a kasha on the Ran. Which Ran? There is a major machlokas discussed. Machlokas Rishonim, Machlokas Achronim, how to fit into Gemaras. We discussed this in the past. The last line in Maseches Megillah tells us that there is a key, a Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakein, that I'm supposed to discuss every Yontif on the Yontif itself. Hilchas Chag B'Chag, Hilchas Pesach B'Pesach, on Sukkot I'm supposed to discuss in Yonei Sukkot, have Kriyas HaTorah of Sukkot, Pesach Shavuos, every day on its day. Beautiful. How does that go together with the other Gemara that Rashi is quoting here of Sholem V'Darshan? Psachim Davav. How do we put that together? Is it 30 days before or is it on the day of? So that's a stira, which is one supposed to focus on. So there are various answers given to that problem. Beis Yosef, in the beginning of Hilchas Pesach, that's where most of this action is, the beginning of Tafresh Chav Tes, Beis Yosef says maybe it's Pesach versus the other Chagim. Pesach has so many halachas, chametz and matzah and hagalah. There's a whole volume of the Mishnah Brura just on Hilchas Pesach. So obviously you need a lot more time for Pesach. So Pesach you have to start 30 days before. The other chagim, including Sukkot, one doesn't have to start. That's the Beis Yosef. Others say maybe, the Gra, maybe it's Pesach and Sukkot versus Shavuos. Pesach and Sukkot you need a lot of time before, Shlosh Shavuos. But Shavuos, It's just Hilchos Yantiv, no specific halachas besides minhagim on Shavuos, and therefore that's the distinction. The problem is that the Gemara at the end of Megillah quotes all the Yom Tovim. It doesn't just quote the Shavuos, doesn't just quote Shavuos and Sukkos. So the other answer, there are, but all these suggestions are given. And so the Maritz Chayis, I think here says, the Marsha here says on this Gemara, this Gemara is against that Beis Yosef. Because again, the Gemara is applying it to Sukkos. Beis Yosef said this Pesach versus the others. But it's also against the Ran. The Ran, the Bir Halacha, has a big discussion of this in the beginning of Hilchos Pesach, first Bir Halacha and Hilchos Pesach. The Ran says the Ikar Gemara is the Gemara in Megillah, the day of. What does Shloshim Yom Lefnei HaChag mean? All that means doesn't mean it's really a time to get ready for Pesach or for any of the other Chagim. All it means is if two people come to a rabbi and ask two different questions at the same time, one of them asks something that is relevant to the Yontif that's within 30 days from now, and one of them doesn't, so then the one that asks the question about the Yontif that's within 30 days, he's what's called Shoel Ke'inyan. He's asking a relevant question, and that's the question that's answered first. And the other one, if somebody comes on 2 weeks before Pesach, one asks a Pesach question, and one asks a Tisha B'Av question, we ask to answer the Pesach question first. But really, it's just, that's the only nafkamina for before 30 days. Shoel Ke'inyan. It doesn't mean that it's really an aura of Pesach, of Sukkos beforehand. So there are many questions on that rod, including this Gemara. Right? If Shloshim Yom isn't really that there's Sukkos in the air before Sukkos, then how does Beis Shammai say what he says? Beis Shammai postlim, but within 30 days it's automatically stama is l'shem chag. So this Gemara and the Rashi specifically adds a lot to the 30 days idea. It's really 30 days before there's some type of shame yuntif beforehand. Not exactly. It's not like Erev Pesach was already shame chametz in certain ways, and Karev Pesach might be kosher b'di'eved. Not kosher b'di'eved, at least it might be within considered the Zman, as the Mishnah says in the first Berakhah Zvachim, on Erev Pesach in the morning, but there's something there 30 days beforehand. Something there. Right? The Chiyuv of Bedika, you know, starts before Pesach, and I'm in my house and I'm going to leave it within a certain amount of time before Pesach. That is discussion number one. Discussion number two, the Maritz Chayis here says on the Rashi, where Rashi says, what's within 30 days before? So the Maritz Chayis' Lashon is on this line, he says, Nira be'enai, kavanas Rashi, kemo damrina be'perakam adizvachim. Rashi, who says, ubetok shloshim, stam ha'ose, l'shem chag ose, that lashon, stam people who build within 30 days are building for Sukkot. That's exactly what the Gemara says in Zvachim, daf beis, daf gimel, stama l'shma. Stama l'shma. That's the language of the Maritz Chayis. If you look in the Rishimo Shiurim, Rav Salvechik here, Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi does not say stama l'shma. Rashi says stama, if you're within 30 days, you must be doing it l'shem chag. Stama l'shma means even if you're not doing it l'shem chag. It inherently works. So Rav Salvechik, no, he thinks that there's a difference between the two concept of Rashi here not saying stama l'shma. Specifically, it's not automatically l'shma. It's specifically, if it's within 30 days, mistama, the person is thinking about the yontif. It's not that it's neutral and automatically, halachically, we're allowed to view it as if it is l'shem sukkis. What's the difference? Vitzorek Lavin, he writes, Maishna sukkah shirashi mefarish. Why by sukkah does Rashi say that according to Beis Shammai, it's only good because of omdin daito shel ha'ose ha'miskavin la'asosu l'shma. Mistama, the person is thinking about sukkis if it's within 30 days. While, let's say, by kachim, stama l'shma, if the Kohen has neutral das, he's not thinking about the karban, we say it works anyway. Stama l'shma. Not that, it must be that he's thinking about the karban. No. Even if he's not thinking about the karban, it's still going to work. So he has two formulations. Number one, he says, hadin shel stama l'shma dami noheg bizvachim. By karbanos, you could say stama l'shma. You know why? Because this animal is a karban already. I was makdish this karban. It's omade to be sacrificed to the Beis HaMikdash. So now the Kohen is acting and doing something with this karban. So that's stama l'shma. Because step one was already taken. It's already a karban. That's why we could continue and say stama l'shma. Here I'm building a sukkah. There's nothing to do with the mitzvah yet. I'm building a hut. I'm building a shack. Who says this has anything to do with the mitzvah? This isn't like a carbon that already is in the world of Hektish, and now I'm just continuing the process, where I could say it's kind of on autopilot. Stumble Lishma. Here, nothing happened yet. I'm taking some wood and twigs, and I'm building something. Who says that automatically should be for a mitzvah? So that's why Rashi has to say, you have to get over that. You have to say, no, Mistama, within 30 days, he's having the yontif in mind. That's one distinction you could have between Sukkis and Karban. The other distinction is that by Karban, there are mandated activities that Halacha requires. So once Halacha requires certain specific mandated activities, Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, so even if you didn't have the right Kavana, you did those specifically mandated activities. So you could say it works automatically. By Sukkis, you could build your Sukkah with a monkey, as we said yesterday. You could build it with anybody. It's about the result. It's not about the act, as long as it was made l'shem tzel. So there's no specific mandated activities that would allow us to then automatically view it as stama lishma. That's two different formulations, why there's a difference between Sukkah and the other context of Kachim. And then he talks about, what about Sefer Torah? Do you say Sefer Torah by Sefer Torah? The Gemara there in Zvachim also talks about Gittin. Do you say Sefer Torah when it comes to a get? You have to work those two answers, you have to work out relating to the two other contexts where we discuss this. Okay, we've spent some time on Rashi. Now let's move over to Tosfos. First Tosfos on top. So the Tosfos says, Sukkah Yishana, Beis Hillel is Makshir, and Beis Shammai is Posel. Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi. Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi that says, even though Beis Hillel says it's Kasher, you gotta do something small L'shem Sukkos. Tzorach L'chadish Badavar. That's the Yerushalmi. Tzorach L'chadish Badavar. Chavrei Amri Tefach. Rabbi Yossi Amar Kolshehu, a little bit of Kolshehu, Umanda Amar Kolshehu, if it's a little bit, it means that you do a little bit across the whole area of the Sukkah, Uvachete Apnei Kula, that is the Shita of the Yerushalmi, that Tzarech L'chadish Ba'davar, Tzarech L'chadish Ba'davar, and that is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Tav Reish Lamed Vav, that we pass like Beis Hillel, along with this Yerushalmi, Sukkah Yishana, says the Shulchan Aruch, the Hainush, Asa Kodem, Shikansu Shloshim, Yom Lefei Chag. If you make the Sukkah before 30 days, and you did not have Sukkahs in mind, Ksheir, it's Kasher. It's Kasher. Ubilvad, Shiachadish Badavar, Ata, Begufo L'Shem Chag. As long as you're Mechadish something in the goof of the Sukkah L'Shem Chag. V'yafilu Tevach al Tevach, even the little tiny area. Of Tevach al-Tevach Sagi, lift up the Schach, and put it down L'Shem Sukkah. This does not have to be done because of the problem of, that we'll get to, of Ta'aseh V'lo Min Ha'asui. It's a Pasul Sukkah, and therefore you have to redo the Schach, because you have a halachic problem. Here it's really a good Sukkah. You made the Sukkah L'Shem Tzel. But still the Yerushalmi says you gotta do a little bit for Sukkahs. Yechadish Badavar. And that is a din lechatchila. It's namaakev. After all, the Bavli doesn't say a word about it. The Bavli just says Sukkah Yishana is kosher. So lechatchila, we pass on that Yerushalmi quoted in Tosfos. It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. But b'di'eved, if one was not mechadish badavar, one didn't do anything new, so that is still kosher b'di'eved. There is a machlokes rishonim and achronim. What is yechadish badavar mean? How much do you have to do? Here, the Rishonim quote the Baal Halachas Gedolos, the Bahan, who says, you know what Lechadish Badavar means? Bring in your fancy kalim into the Sukkah. Bring in your table and chairs and stuff that you don't usually have the whole year. That's good enough for Lechadish Badavar. And the other Rishonim, the Itur, and others say, no. You got to do something beguf HaSukkah, not inside the Sukkah. You got to do something with the physical structure of the Sukkah. And that's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Now we appreciate it. The Shulchan Aruch says, Sheyachadish badavar ata begufa l'shem chag. He's alluding to the machlokas Rishonim, and he's paskening like that Bala Itur, quoted in the Rush here also, and the Tur also quotes that Bala Itur, Tzorech Chiddush begufa. Again, this is all on a lechatchila level. The simple understanding, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, is lechatchila, but it's not on a b'di'evah level. That is Tosfos. So we discussed Rashi, we discussed Tosfos, and now one other point to discuss. We are talking here about building one Sukkah. Okay, this might have mentioned this on the earlier Dafim as well, but I got to mention this a couple of times in the Masechta, and that is the discussion of, is building a Sukkah a mitzvah? Sitting in a Sukkah is a mitzvah. If I build a Sukkah and I never sit in it, then I don't get any credit. I don't get the mitzvah. The Yerushalmi, though, now the Yerushalmi says you make a bracha on building a sukkah. The Bavli does not say that. But the Yerushalmi says you make a bracha on building a sukkah. Do you ever make a bracha on a heksher mitzvah? So that's the Gemara in Maseches Menachos Daf Mem Beis, where the Gemara at least has some suggestions that you should. When you put your tzitzis on the baguette, there was some Amoraim that made a bracha. When they put the tzitzis on the baguette. Or a couple of other, when they put the Rota Mezuzah. Rota Mezuzah. There are a couple of examples given there in Menachos for Mem Beis Amar Aleph. Rav Ada Bar Ava Rami Chute U Mevarech La'aso Tzitzis. One of the Amoraim used to make the bracha of La'aso Tzitzis. And the Gemara asks, what about tefillin? What about sukkah, where you don't make a bracha lasiyasan? And the Gemara's maskana is, as we hold, that you only make a bracha on a mitzvah that has asiyasa gemar mitzvasa, the final stage of a mitzvah. You don't make a bracha on putting the tzitzis on, but on wearing the tzitzis. You don't make a bracha on riding a mezuzah, but on putting the mezuzah on my doorpost. You only make a bracha on the final stage of a mitzvah. That's the maskana of the Gemara. Says the Netziv, in the She'iltos, in Hemek She'ila Kuf Samach Tes, in the last She'iltos, I'm sorry, second to last She'iltos, third to last, one of the last ones, it's in Zos HaBracha, third to last She'iltos, Kuf Ayin Aleph, this is Kuf Samach Tes. Isn't it fascinating that the Gemara only asks specific questions there in Menachos, only about tzitzis and mezuzah and tefillin, right? So why is it only those are asked? So that's where the Netziv develops his well-known idea, which he mentioned in the past, based on the language of the She'iltos there. The She'iltos, Rav Achoigon, when he talks about the mitzvah of sukkah, his language is that it's a mitzvah to build a sukkah. That's the language. The mitzvah is to build a sukkah and to sit in it. Shiva yomi, 7 days. Tichsiv chaga sukkas ta'aselecha. Shivas yamim, make a sukkah for 7 days. Ask the Netziv, the mitzvah is to sit in a sukkah. Leishiva sukkah. This is not to build a sukkah. So that's where the Netziv comes up with his chiddush, that there are two types of heksher mitzvahs. Two types of preparatory stages for mitzvahs. Most mitzvahs have run-of-the-mill preparatory stages. There is no significance to cutting the shofar off of the ram. No significance to that heksher mitzvah. There's no significance to cutting the lulav or the esrog off of the tree. There's no significance. That's a regular heksher mitzvah. But then the Netziv says, by six or seven cases, there's what we have it call a heksher mitzvah, haksuva batorah. Where the Torah itself, there's a mitzvah, but the Torah explicitly says the heksher mitzvah. Even though the Torah didn't have to say that, because you know you have to do the heksher mitzvah in order to get to the mitzvah. What does the Torah say? Uchsavtam al mezuzas beisecha v'sherecha. Uchsavtam, writing it? It should say ukevatam. What's uchsavtam? So that's a heksher mitzvah that's written in the Torah, writing the mezuzah. Or chag ha-sukkos ta'aselecha. Ta'ase is a hint to not only making the yontif, but making the sukkah. Right, so by any of the ones that are heksher mitzvah ksuvah ba-Torah, they have added significance. Only by those we would have the havamina to make a bracha, says the Netziv. Because those have added significance. Heksher mitzvah ksuvah ba-Torah. Or matzah, ushmartem es ha-matzos. Right, also by matzah, the rush, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that the rush was very medactic to bake the matzah, not just to eat the matzah. He was very careful. Says the Netziv, you'd only, the hava mina to make a bracha is only by these heksher mitzvahs haksuva b'Torah. Number two, nafka mina. Says the Netziv, mitzvah bo yosumi b'shlucho only applies to actual mitzvos and to heksher mitzvah haksuva b'Torah. There's no added kiyum for me to cut the lulav from the ground. No, for me to build the sukkah, yes. Mitzvah bo yosmei b'shlucho. That applies to these. Or, osik b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah. Says that it's if might apply to specifically heksher mitzvah ksuvah b'Torah and not others. There are many nafkaminas that the Netziv goes through. And one of them is asiya sukkah. And that's the Netziv, that's the She'iltos who says here the mitzvah includes to build the sukkah. Just one final one, two final points. And then we'll continue the Gemara. And that is the... What about marriage? The Gemara, beginning of the second Berakin Kedushin, says the principle of mitzvah bo yosmei b'shlucho by marriage. It only says that by kavod Shabbos and by marriage. So it says that it's if. Heksher mitzvah haksuvas batanach. Not batorah. Ki yikach is a heksher mitzvah haksuvah batorah. That's in Parshas Kiseitse. Marriage as a heksher mitzvah to puravu, while kavod and oneg Shabbos is a pasuk in Yishayahu, perak nun ches. V'kibadato. So the Netziv says those also work out. That only works out, though, heksher mitzvah b'Torah. You have to say that according to the Rosh. According to the Rambam, marriage itself is a mitzvah. So that's not a hechsher mitzvah ksuba Torah, that's mamisha mitzvah. And therefore, from that gemara is no proof that you would say mitzvah bo by hechsher mitzvahs, because according to the Rambam, as we know, just getting married is a mitzvah itself, not puravu, which is a separate mitzvah. The Rosh holds that getting married is not a mitzvah. The Rosh holds that getting married is a preparatory stage for the mitzvah puravu. So, another example of the Nitziv. The last point that Nitziv makes is that he says the Gemara that we, the Mishnah that we all know, Rabbi Chananel ben Chasha Omer, Ratzach HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zachos Tzitzis Yisrael, L'Fichach HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zachos Tzitzis Yisrael, Hashem wanted to give merit to us, and therefore he gave us extra Torah and mitzvahs. Hashem Chaveis L'Matzikoy Yadil Torah V'Yadir. Fine. Ask the Nitziv. Hashem wanted to give us, be mezakeh us, therefore he gave us extra mitzvahs? I don't understand, says the Nitziv. The Torah was written before the world was created. Every mitzvah is part of the larger mosaic called Kol HaTorah Kula. What? There wasn't supposed to be 613? There was supposed to be 608. And Hashem's like, oh, I want to be mezakeh Kol Yisrael. I'm going to give an extra five. There's no extra mitzvah in the Torah. What is Rabbi Chananel ben Akashi talking about? We've all heard that probably more than any other mishnah in our lives. Did we ever think about what it means? Right? I mean, he's going to give us extra. What do you mean an extra mitzvah? Hashem has a perfect system. Every mitzvah fits into that system. So what does it mean that there's an extra mitzvah? He wanted to give us extra hirbal and Torah mitzvahs. Says the Nitziv, that's the hechsher mitzvahs. The mitzvahs themselves, that's part of the system. Hashem didn't have to write the preparatory stages in the Torah. He could have just told us to put up a mezuzah, to sit in a sukkah. The extra hechsher mitzvahs he made into mitzvahs that he didn't have to do. That's not part of the perfect system. That's the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Es Yisrael. Therefore, he was marbet to us to making the hechsher mitzvahs into mitzvahs. And that's Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. He was magdil the Torah. He made it more expanded. Not because there's an extra mitzvah, but because he took items that didn't have to be mitzvahs and gave them the status of something special by putting them into the Torah. Okay, so we did the Mishnah. Sukkah Yishana. So we have a Machlokas, Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel about Sukkah Yishana. So my time at the Beis Shammai, what is the reason for Beis Shammai? Why does Beis Shammai say that you have to build a Sukkah, L'Shem, Sukkis? Omar Kro, Chaga Sukkos, Shivas Yomim L'Shem. Chaga Sukkah, 7 days for God. Sukkah ha'asuya L'Shem Chag ba'inan. So L'Shem means you need a L'Shem Hashem, L'Shem the Yontif. U Beis Hillel, what does Beis Hillel do with that pasuk of L'Shem? He does not say it has to be L'Shem Chag. Homi ba'ili l'kidur of Sheshes, Tamar of Sheshes, Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Minai latzi Sukkah sha'asur and kol Shiva. How do I know that the boards of the Sukkah are usur all 7 days? What's called huksa l'mitzvaso. You're not allowed to use the parts of the sukkah for your own personal benefit during sukkahs. Tamalomar chag asukkah shivas yamim l'Hashem. Right, that obviously only applies during sukkahs. This is a sukkah is called tashmishe mitzvah, not tashmishe kedusha. After sukkahs, and I take down my sukkah, then it's not asur. But at least during sukkahs, it is like the Gemara says, asurin kol shiva. It is asur for the 7 days. That's what he gets from L'Hashem. That's what Beis Hillel does with Beis Shammai's pasuk. Tosfos here discusses, is this a real Isser Doraisa? Huksa l'mitzvaso. The concept of getting benefit from your, let's say I hang up grapes in my sukkah for decorations. That's also, that's huksa l'mitzvaso. So I'm not allowed to eat that on sukkahs. So is that an Isser Doraisa or an Isser Drabanan? We usually think of the principle of muksa as an Isser Drabanan. That's mefurish. The Gemara at the beginning of Beitza. It's an Isser Drabanan, muksa. But here, it's based on a pasuk. So is it possible that huksa l'mitzvaso is a unique type of muksa that is daraisa? So that's what Tosfos describes here. Tosfos in Minayin, mashma da sire mi daraisa. Sounds like it's daraisa, v'drasha gemura, he. Mi da parech v'akor l'achid asa, and v'teim, if you look in Shabbos, if you look in Beitza, it sounds like muksa is drabanan. So is it daraisa or is it drabanan? So Tosfos gives, and the other rishonim give a couple of answers. Tosfos says, first of all, maybe it's only daraisa when it's as a sukkah. But afterwards, after the mitzvah is batel, then it's no longer. Then it becomes drabanan, which is a chiddush. It's still also drabanan after you use it. Or Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam on the last medium line, where Rabbeinu Tam says, well, maybe only the part that's needed to make your minimum kosher sukkah. That's what's also daraisa, which is just 10 tefachim high and 2 and a little bit of the walls, and everything else is only asa d'rabanan. Right? So the Rishonim struggle to try to figure out exactly how to put these gemaras together, whether it is a d'araiso or it is a d'rabanan. There is, though, I might have mentioned this back on Daf Beis, a fascinating machlokas Rishonim. It says the wood of the sukkah is asur all 7. What part of the sukkah is aser? Which part of the sukkah is aser? So if you look in the Rosh says the schach. That's the ikker part of the sukkah, and that's what's aser. And that brings us back to Rashi on Daf Beis. Remember Rashi says, why is it called a sukkah? Because of the schach. V'al shem haschach kruya sukkah. That was Rashi, Beis of an Aleph. But look in the Rambam. The Rambam says the schach and the walls are aser, according to this Gemara. Asi sukkah asurin, bein kol shmonas yimei achag. Well, 8 days, because Shmini Atzeres is included, because of Miku Diskasoi. Bein atzei tefanos, bein atzei schach. There it is. Even the walls. Eine osin mehem ledavar acher, kol shmonas yamim, mepnesh yom shvi kol sukkah muksa, bechulu, and bein ashmash just takes over the next day. Machlokas Rashi Rambam, the achronim pick up. Maybe it's a machlokas about, then what is the definition of the sukkah? Right, there are less requirements for the walls for sure. But once you make the walls of the sukkah, maybe that's part of the definition of sukkah. That's what it sounds like for the Rambam. Right? The Rambam says that the walls and the schach are included in this din of Rabbi Akiva, while the Rosh only quotes that it is the schach that is included. Okay, let's continue. Vitanya and the Braisa also says, what do we use this pasuk Lashem for? Not only muksa, but, well, similar, but a different lashon. V'tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Omer, k'shem shechal shem shamayim ala chagiga, k'chal shem shamayim ala sukkah. Just like shem Hashem, there's a chalos kedusha on the carbon chagiga, so too there's a chalos kedusha on the sukkah. Shenemar chag sukkos shivas yamim lashem. Machag lashem, af sukkah lashem. So the comparison to the carbon. Right, I think we mentioned this also before, back on the sugyas on Daf Hey. But we'll add this to the list. Sukkah is a fascinating institution in that it has some elements of kedusha to it. Number one, right here, is compared to a karbon. Number two, we had earlier on Daf Hey. How do you know the minimum shear for a karbon? The aron. The aron. What does the aron have to do with the sukkah? Right? No, there's a kedusha element. How do you know you have to sit in the sukkah for days, 7 days, and 7 nights? All together, maybe not. Maybe it's just the days, right? Shivas Yamim. So Gemara says you learn that from the Shivas Yamim Miluim, from the 7 days Daf Mem Gimel, right? The 7 days that Aaron and Ubanav had to be in the Mishkan without leaving. That's how you know. So you have this element of hektish side of it. We compare certain elements to this from the sukkah to karbanos. So on the one hand, a sukkah is silusa dehemnusa, it's kadosh. We'll get to by the Shema Daf Tezva, an amazing discussion of Rabbi Yosef Engel, where he talks about using old kalim, and he uses the principle of dichui when it comes to schach, and he says that only comes up by kachem and schach, but so we'll get to that. But on the other hand, ironically, I heard this irony from Moriv Rabbi Rav Rosenzweig, he said that sukkah, on the other hand, is teshu kein taduru. It's like, live in the sukkah like you live in your house. You have this very mundane element to sukkah. Live your regular life in this mitzvahs patur min sukkah, as we'll get to in the second parak. Right? It's a very low-key, mundane structure that we're supposed to live in. So, on the one hand, it's full of kedusha, and on the other hand, the teshu kein taduru. Right? It's a little of both. A little of both. You have to take our mundane lives and put it into the kedusha. But that's this dichotomy, this irony, that we're going to have throughout the first two prakim of this mesechta. But this goes on that list for sure in terms of comparison to the carbon chagiga. Weiter. O Beishamai nami mi boile lahachi. 1 second. Doesn't Beishamai also hold of that? Beishamai doesn't hold of the concept of huksa l'mitzvaso. So inachinami, yes, he does. Elamai tamayo de Beishamai. What's the reason for Beishamai? A different pasuk. Siv korachrina. Chag asukas taase lecha shivas yamim. Another pasuk. Sukkah ho asuya l'shem chag ba'inan. There it is. You need it made l'shem chag. Ubeis, what does that mean? So Rashi just says, Sareis hamikra v'darsheyu. Sukkis ta'asel achag. Switch around the words of the pasuk to make the drasha. Ubeis hillel, ha'humi ba'ilei lo'osin sukkah b'chol shomoid. No, it says, make a sukkah 7 days. You can make a sukkah for 7 days. Meaning, if you want to make a sukkah for the last 4 days of sukkahs, that's okay. This is la'afuke, a shita of the tanoim we're going to have later on, that holds, you have to have a sukkah that's going to last you for all 7 days. Shita of Rabbi Lazar, you have to build your sukkah before Sukkot and have it for all 7 days. He's going to have a very intense shita about sukkah. He's going to say you can't use a borrowed sukkah and it's got to be yours for all 7 days. That's the Rebbe Lazar as well later on. So Beis Hillel is lafuke that shita, right? You can build it on Chol HaMoed. Vu Beis Shammai Svira l'huk Rebbe Eliezer. Beis Shammai holds like the other shita, the Amar, Eino Zinzuka b'Chol HaShamoed, as we just alluded to. Period. So that's the source for Beis Shammai. Ask the Gemara, U Beis Hillel, Les Lehud Rav Yehuda Marav. Beis Hillel doesn't hold the Rav Yehuda Marav, who says in a different context, Dab Rav Yehuda Marav, by tzitzis, asa'a, if I made tzitzis, mina kotzin, mina nimin, mina gradin, all of these are different types of examples of threads left over at the edge of your garment. After you made, I made a shirt, I have a couple of strings that are loose at the end of the shirt. Can I use those for tzitzis? I'm just going to use them. They're extra threads at the edge anyway. So am I allowed to use them? Do they look like thorns? They look like extra strings? They're all puzzle. Why? Because ta'asev lo mina asui. What does that mean? We're going to have it a number of times in the Masechta. When I create the mitzvah, the conditions for the mitzvah has to be fulfilled at that moment. It can't be memela that the mitzvah is there and then I create the conditions for the mitzvah. So for example, I'm not allowed to put a mezuzah on a doorway and then put the doorway, put the bracket of the door into the doorway. I can't put the mezuzah on first before I nail the whole doorway in. That's ta'asev lo mina asui. No, you gotta first make the doorway and then put up the mezuzah. Right? I can't create the conditions. Or let's say one of the corners of my tzitzis strings, the whole quarter of the talus got cut off. Right, so now I only have a three-cornered garment. So I'm going to take the corner of my talus, which has the tzitzis on it, I'm going to sew it back on. So what did I just do? I sewed a beged. Memelam yotze the mitzvah of tzitzis. That's ta'asev lo mina asui. Because by tzitzis, by sukkah, by a couple of examples, I have to create all the conditions of the mitzvah and then do the mitzvah. I can't do the mitzvah and not be yotze yet and then create the conditions for the mitzvah. So here, I didn't do the mitzvah yet. You have a couple of extra strings. That doesn't work. And min hasisin kishera. But min hasisin, that means that you have extra balls of thread. To use those, that's okay, according to the Tanakhama. Why? What would be the problem with that? Those threads, those balls of thread, weren't spun lishma l'shem tzitzis. So the Tanakhama here says, you don't have to have spinning lishma. You have to put the tzitzis on lishma. You have to have later in the process lishma. But the spinning into thread, you don't have to have lishma according to Rav. Ki amriti kama de Shmuel. Shmuel says, amrli apadas izan avi psula. No, you have to have tevia lishma. Debina tevia lishma. So if that applies by tzitzis, so ask the Gemara hachanami nibai sukkah asuya lishma. Why don't you have the same principle by sukkah? Just like creating the chefza shal mitzvah by tzitzis, you need the tevia lishma, according to Shmuel, and according to Rav, you at least need after the tevia, you need lishma, even though you don't need the... So on sukkahs, why shouldn't you have to build it lishma? The Shulchan Aruch, by the way, we paskin like Shmuel. Paskin like Shmuel that you do now, well, we generally aren't making our own threads. But we paskin that we need the tevia lishma. The Shulchan Aruch says, Simin Yud Aleph in Arachayim, Hachutin Sarach Sheyehu Tevuyin Lishman. You need the tevia lishma. There's a machlokes about what about even before tevia, says the Rama. V'yesh machmirin afilu lenaftson lishman. What's menafetz? It's one of the Lama Tes Malachas. Menafetz is when I comb out the raw wool and I make it straight. I get all the knots out and the garbage out of the wool. I comb it. That's niputz. So does that have to be done lishma? That's a machlokes. But we paskin, you need the next stage of tevia, making it into threads. That you need lishma. V'yishmach mirin afilu nafson lishman, v'yaminag l'haka b'niputz. The Rama says the minag is to be makel by niputz, by the earlier stage. But tevia, for sure, needs to be lishma. What does it mean, lishma? The Shulchan Aruch adds, sheyomar b'tchilas hativoy. At the beginning of the spinning, I say, shu'osakein l'shem tzitzis. I feel this l'shem mitzvah. The beginning, you don't have to say it every second. When you're making tzitzis, right, I'm doing this lishma, right? But you have to say it every second, right? That's kala rishona, kala osel das rishona hu osel. As long as I have it in mind, as I continue, that would be good. That would be good enough. The Shulchan Aruch has a machlokes. Can a non-Jew spin with the Yisrael omid al gabav? Can a Yisrael inject the kavana of lishma with a non-Jew spinning? Let's say a non-Jew is a great spinner of thread. I want to have gorgeous tzitzis, and I know he can make beautiful thread. That's a machlokes Rambam Rush. Says the Shulchan Aruch, quotes both opinions. Tiva'an nachri v'Yisrael omed al gabo v'yomer sheyase l'shma l'harambam pasul l'harash kasher. Machlokes. How do you get out of the issue? Says the Ramah. V'nogin sheyisayeya ha'Yisrael ma'at. Let the Jew help him a little bit. Let him be part of the process a little bit. And in that way, it will be okay. That's Tevia making the threads. What about the next stage? What about the next stage? When I take the thin threads, when we have each string of our tzitzis, if you look at it, it really has more than one thread on each thread. Right? It was twisted. Shazira. That's the next stage. So the Shulchan Aruch says that also needs lishma. V'tzrichin shazira. V'shiyu shazurin lishman. Right? From Tevia on. Tevia, shazira. Right? Putting it on. Taliya. All that needs lishma. The machlokas was about the niputz. Back to the Gemara. So Gemara says, if tzitzis needs lishma, so why doesn't sukkah need lishma? Answers the Gemara, shiny hasam da'amar kra gedilim tasa lecha. Lecha l'shem chovcha. Now the pasuk says, gedilim tasa lecha, you should make yourself tzitzis. Lecha means lishma. What do you mean? Hachanami. Chaga sukkas tasa lecha. Lecha l'shem chovcha. Same word is used. No, ha-hu, we buy l'lamut egzula. No, no, no. By sukkah, the word l'cha, it means it should be yours. You can't use a stolen sukkah. Not for now, but we'll talk about this when we get to the beginning of the third parak. How do you steal a sukkah? How do you steal a sukkah? Isn't a sukkah connected to the ground? You physically take the parts of the sukkah? So we'll have to see whether sukkah can be stolen. Well, it can be, because the Gemara says it's excluded, but how exactly you steal a sukkah. So the Gemara says, 1 minute, hasanami, mi bar lemut gzula. So by tzitzis too, you need to exclude gzula. Lamaisa, what's the difference? You have the same sukkim by sukkah and by tzitzis. Why by tzitzis do you need lishma and not by sukkah? So the Gemara says, no. Hasam ksiv krachrina. By sukkis, you have an added pasuk. Va'asu lahem, mishelahem. You should make it from them. So that already tells me excluding gzula. So therefore, the other pasuk is open to teach me lishma. So very well-known, important discussion. One of the big, if you talk about the Masech HaSukkah, bottom Tosas right here. Tosas asks, what do you need a pasuk to exclude a stolen sukkah? Why don't you just say mitzvah haba baveira? Why don't you just say that? Right, the two places where this comes up, daftes, dafchaftes, two places in sukkah. So why don't you just say mitzvah haba baveira? We need a pasuk to exclude sukkah gezula. So the answer is this Tosfos, at least in one day, the principle of mitzvah haba baveira is only apsol derabanan. Wow. On a daraisa level, no problem mitzvah haba baveira. So what, you did an aveira, but you still do the mitzvah? Tosfos says only derabanan. That is Tosfos right here. If you look in other Rishonim, other Achronim get into the act before we get to Rishonim. Chassam Sofer here says, oh, maybe you stole a Peshogeg. So it's not really a mitzvah baba vera, but it's still a shame guzzle. And therefore you need a pasuk to exclude it. All the Achronim try to get in. One of the other Achronim say, oh, maybe he stole it from his father and then his father died. So then, it's not mitzvah baba vera, but it still has the status of gazel. All the different suggestions. But then you have the Ritva. The Ritva quotes Bali HaTosfos in a few places. Here, and in the third parak, we don't have this Tosfos. But the Ritva quotes Bali HaTosfos, Chiddush Gadol. What does he say? The principle of mitzvah baba vera only applies to certain mitzvos. And it's amazing, because if you look in the Talmud Bavli, this Ritva in the name of Bali HaTosfos holds water, meaning it only applies to mitzvos, what he calls balaratzos. Mitzvos that are there, all mitzvos that are getting me close to Hashem. But there are specific mitzvos that are there to directly bring me closer to Hashem. Like karbanos, like lulav, which I use during tefillah. Lulav and karban, those are the two mitzvos in Shas Bavli where mitzvah baba there comes up. The Gemara Baba Kama also has it by making a bracha. Okay, that's also like a form of tefillah. That's it. Mitzvah baba vera. But the Yerushalmi, and this is what the Ritva says. I don't like this day. There's a day quoted in the Ritva, and he says, no way. Look at the Yerushalmi has it by matzah. I steal matzah. Mitzvah baba vera by matzah. So matzah is not a mitzvah habalaratzos. So the Bali HaTosfos would answer back, yeah, but that's the Yerushalmi. The Bavli has a different concept of mitzvah baba vera. But according to that, sukkah doesn't have the principle of mitzvah baba vera. If you look in the Gemara later on, the only mitzvot that I mitzvah baba there by it are lulav and karban. Those are the ones that are brought up. Be'ez Hashem, we'll have to get back to this ritva, Be'ez Hashem, in the third parak. But it's right here too. Says the Gemara, Mishnah, ha'osa sukkaso takasa ilan. If somebody builds a sukkah under a tree, ki ilo asa betoch habayis. It's like as if they made it in their house. meaning it's possible. Your schach have to be under the shamayim. Sukkah al gabi sukkah. If you have a sukkah on top of a sukkah, ho'el yonak shir v'tachton psula. The top one's kosher, the bottom one's pasul. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im ein diurin be'al yona ha'tachton k'shera. If nobody's living in the upper one, the bottom one is also kosher. What does that mean? The Gemara will explain. It doesn't actually mean what we think it means, that people are living there. We'll see if it's ra'ui ladira. So the Gemara will explain what Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is. Good. Amar Rava, lo shanu, when do we say that if I build a sukkah under a tree, it's no good? Ela bi'ilan shetzila saburu mechamasa. Only by a tree that has a lot of shade. It produces a lot of shade, so that's a serious tree that passels the sukkah. Aval chamasa meruba mitzilasa, but if it's very sparse, a few branches, but it's really, even with this tree under there, it is more sun than shade, k'shera, that does not passel the sukkah underneath. Mimai, how do you know that from the Mishnah? Mitaktani. Because the Mishnah doesn't just say, if you build a sukkah under a tree, it's passel. The Mishnah adds in a mashal. What does it say? Ki'ilu asa b'toch habayis. Lamali l'misti, ki'ilu asa b'toch habayis. Why does the Mishnah say that? It's as if you made it in the house. L'misti psula. Why does Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi do that? What does he add that in for? Elohah kamash malon te'ilah zom yedabayis. It must be he's comparing ma'bayis tzilasim ruba mechamaso. Just like, why is a house a problem? Because its shade is more than its sun. Af ilah tzilasim ruba mechamaso. Fine. Part one of the Gemara. Now the Gemara gets into another part. Major discussion that he's shown him. What exactly the next couple of lines mean? We're going to go just with one shot, Rashi, and we'll work from there. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. V'chim ma'chamasim ruba mitzilasim mayhave. Even if the tree, the branches are sparse up top, it's more sun than shade, still it should cause problems. Mayavi, why is it not a problem? Hakam itstarev schach pasul bahadi schach kosher. You have the branches that are above your sukkah, that's schach pasul, as we will learn later on. Right? The requirements for schach are threefold. It has to grow from the ground, it has to be detached from the ground, it has to be enu makabel tuma. So if you have these branches that are attached to the ground, that's pasul schach. So if you have any pasul schach, doesn't that ruin your sukkah? Forget that the rest of your sukkah is, you know, you have some other area, that's okay, but if you have schach pasul there, isn't that a problem? Rashi says, Umahani tsela ilon letsela schach lahashlim tsela sashal sukkah. This is helping. It's like a problem that's being mixed into your schach. Answers the Gemara, Amra Papa, Bishechivtan. Bishechivtan. You're right. If it was just up top, it would be a problem. You know what you did? You pulled down the branches and you intermixed them with the kosher schach. So now it's all mixed up. And therefore, Rashi applies, amazing, the principle of Bitul Barov. Second time in this Masechta, Rashi says Bitul Barov. Right, he had it back on the base, if you remember, Kimisheino. And now we have Rashi says the Ein Nirin Ba'ayin. You cannot see the Pasul Schach. The Schach Kasher Raba Alav Umevatla, and the Schach Kasher is Rov Umidaraisa Komili Batal Baruba. Everything is Batal Barov, not only Isser Vaheter. Also, kosher and non-kosher schach. Kiditzan b'masisan, as the Mishnah says later on, if haya hasichach meruba mayakshera, as long as you have kosher schach, it works. That's bishechivtan, that is what you did, so the better it is, you mix them in, that's why it's better. Says the Gemara, ibishechivtan maila memra. Wow, that's a great answer. It's such a great answer, it's now like, what's the chiddush then? If our Mishnah is talking about a case where you mixed in the schach, then that's obvious. That is kosher. Right, we know Bitul Barov from elsewhere. So you might have said the answer is applying Bitul Barov in this context is a chiddush. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, Mahu detema nixar hecha dechivtan atu hecha delo chivtan kamash malon delo gazrinam. You might say that you might make a gzeira because you might not put and mix the branches in kamash malon. We say it is okay. The Achronim deal with a problem with this Rashi, and that is usually when we have a mixture and we want to apply Bittul only applies if you cannot see the different parts of the mixture. If you could see the piece of treif that fell into your soup, you're not allowed to eat it. If you know, if you have 100 hot dogs, and you know two of them, 102, two of them are treif, one of them is treif, and you see the treif one, oh, Bittul Barov. No, if Nikar Ha'isser, you never say Bittul. So here, what's Rashi talking about? It's Nikara Isser. Why would he say that this would work? This would be okay. That is a difficult problem that is dealt with by the Achronim here. And the Rav Soloveitchik and the Rishima Shiurim suggest this following. He says, well, what is the reason usually that Nikar Ha'isr is not Batel? Does that mean when it's Nikar, it's not considered a mixture? When it's Nikar, it's not a mixture. Or, no, it is a mixture, but you have a chiyuv to take it out. So if you say that it's not called a mixture when it's Nikar, then you're stuck here. Then you're stuck because it's not a mixture. It's Nikar. But if you say no, usually it is a mixture, but you have a chiyuv to take it out. So that only applies by Isser v'Heter. If something is treif, you got to take it out. But it could be that if something is pasul schach, so it's not like not kosher, you have the rule of bittul. It is a taroves, it's a mixture, and you have majority kosher, schach, so you have no chiyuv to take it out here. That principle of taking it out, nikar iser means there's a mixture, but you have a chiyuv to take it out. That's only if you're not kosher. But here, there's no chiyuv to take it out. Again, if you have the first understanding of nikar iser, that it's not a taroves, then you're stuck, because then it's not a mixture here. So that's an important discussion on that Rashi. Weiter, says the Gemara, Hanami Tanina. What, the Chiddush is that you're not gozer atu lo chivtan? We also learned that later on. Hiddal es agefen ves adalas es akisos. Right, the case where the Mishnah says later on, where you brought the vine or any other growth, the ivy, and you put schach on top of it, v'sikach al gavim psula. V'yamaya sikach harbe mehen, but if the schach is more, osha kitzit san kshera. Or if you cut it kosher. Say, Echidami, what's the case there? Ilei mebishel lo chivtan, if you didn't mix it, so hakam it starif schach pasul schach kosher, then it would be pasul. Elolav, what must that Mishnah be talking about? Kisha chivton, v'shmamin adalo gazrinon. Must be when you mixed it in, and we already know it's kosher there. So the Gemara answers, ma'u deteva hanimili b'di'evet. You might think that only works. That Mishnah's a b'di'evet, it works b'di'evet. Aval l'chadchila lo, but you're not allowed to do that l'chadchila, kamash malahan. Kamash malahan, you could even do that l'chadchila. Good, so that is the first line of the Mishnah, where you have a couple of branches above, and you mix it in. And now we have the second half of the Mishnah of Sukkah al-Gabe Sukkah. So let's just read the beginning of this Brisa, and then the Gemara on the next 20 lines is going to explain it. Tanu Rabbanan, let's just read it. Basukos teishvu, you have to sit in a sukkah, velo besukkah shetachas a sukkah, but you can't sit in a sukkah under a sukkah, velo besukkah shetachas a ilan, or under a tree, velo besukkah shetachas a bayis, or in a house. So that's what you get from basukos. Says the Gemara, Adaraba, basukos tarti mashra. What do you mean? Basukos is plural. So why does that exclude a sukkah? That should include a sukkah. So Amar Rav Nachman, Bar Yitzchak basukas ksiv, as we had earlier in Yeshem LeMisora. Period. Amar Rav Yirmiyah, pa'amim, sometimes, when you have a sukkah on top of a sukkah, sometimes shestayim ksheros, pa'amim shestayim psulos. Sometimes they're both kosher, sometimes they're both pasul. Pa'amim shatachtona ksher val yona psula. You have every permutation. Sometimes both kosher, sometimes both pasul, and sometimes one is kosher, sometimes one is pasul, and the Gemara now will go through each case, when is something pasul, and when is something kosher. Okay, but we're going to stop here because this is the beginning of the next section. Again, I'm just scheduling, the next couple of days, I'm not going to be able to give the daf, but B'nai Hashem, the beginning, either Sunday or Monday, I'm going to be back, but it'll be posted from the last cycle, but B'nai Hashem, hopefully Sunday or Monday, I'll be able to give it again. Okay, we'll stop here.